Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about standing firm as we continue our sermon series here at Deer Run through the book of Nehemiah. We're focusing on the overall picture of building for revival, of allowing God to do the work of rebuilding in our life, of us being involved in that work, and how God wants to restore us to Himself in greater ways than ever before. As we grow in Christ, as we grow in fellowship, as we grow in every way possible that honors God and represents Jesus. And God has given us what we need. In fact, Ephesians 6:13 says, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." The armor of God equips us in the midst of opposition, in the midst of troubles, in the midst of life, to stand firm. And today we're going to focus in specifically on standing firm in the Lord's work. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 says, "Therefore, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Sometimes we read that or we hear that and we automatically think that applies to the preachers, to the youth ministers, to the church staff, those that work for the Lord as an occupation. That's not who Paul's addressing. He's addressing the fellow believers, all believers. And one of the questions that quickly comes up in standing firm in the work of the Lord is, well, what is that? Does that mean I have to quit my job and become a missionary or an evangelist or this or that? Not necessarily. When Jesus talked about the work of the Lord, His work, He said His work is to do the will of the one who sent Him. Well, that kind of broadens out the scope. The work of the Lord that everyone ought to be involved in is to do the will of God, to live a life of obedience, to live a life that honors God, that reflects Jesus. God says it's His will that none should perish. He says it's His will that we would walk in love and obedience to Him. It is His will that we obey the commands and instructions of God. He says that it's His will that we should go into all the world and tell people about Jesus. And as we go, to teach them to obey everything that He commanded. You see, the will of God is not really all that difficult if we spend time in His Word and we spend time with His Spirit helping us apply these basic principles to everything that we do. As I've said before in some of these broadcasts, we get caught up in the will of God being this vague, unknown thing because we want it to be specific with some of the details that He says is our choice. And then we ignore the principles that He says is His will. And so we stand firm in the work of the Lord when we let nothing move us from honoring Jesus. So rather than feeling that we have to pack everything up and quit our job. Perhaps standing firm in the work of the Lord is representing Jesus where you're at right now. At your school, at your workplace, at your home, in your neighborhood. It's the practice of not letting your guard down to allow the attacks of the enemy to change your work. To not allow the attacks of the enemy to keep you silent from sharing Jesus. To not allow the attacks of the enemy to tempt you into a sin that would make your testimony, well, not all that desirable. It's not that we live a life that's sinless, but we ought to be living a life where we sin less. Because we're standing firm in the work of the Lord, and as we stand firm in doing the will of the Father, we find that the temptations of sin are not all that enticing. And when he says to let nothing move us, he's talking about letting nothing move us away from doing what honors God. Away from representing him. And living in a way that does our work for the Lord ought to change the attitude behind whatever work it is we're doing. Paul would also write and say that whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. Do all to honor him. And when we stand firm in doing the work of the Lord, when we stand firm in his work, we recognize who our real boss is. Sometimes we have jobs and we go to work and we do what we have to do in order to please the boss. And depending on the nature of the boss, that may be good work, it may be okay work, it may be poor work. But if we were to actually consider Jesus as our final inspector, would our work be different? Various times I'll get products or that'll have a tag in it or a sticker that says inspected by number whatever. What would happen if our life and what our life produces carried a label that said inspected by Jesus? Would we be a little more careful in what we send out into the world? Would we refine what we say, what we do, before we say we're finished? Would we be satisfied with the work that we're actually doing? You see, standing firm in the work of the Lord says, everything I do is meant to honor him. It's going to be inspected by him. It's going to be accepted or rejected according to his standards, not mine. And the good news is God's desire is to help us. It's not to catch us doing wrong. It's not to find a reason to fire us. His desire is to strengthen us and equip us and make it possible for us to stand firm. And so as I began the broadcast this morning, we come back to the fact that He has given us this spiritual armor so that when the day of evil comes, when the days of trouble come, we can stand, and having done everything else, we stand. And we stand. We stand firm in the work of the Lord. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to stand firm in the midst of the work You've called us to do. And even when You change what that work looks like, when You change where that work is accomplished, we recognize that the work You're doing in us and through us carries that common thread of obedience to You, of honoring Jesus, of lifting up Him. And so God, today, in whatever we do, may we stand firm in doing it for You. May we be more mindful than ever before that You're the one that we're seeking to please, that our work will come before You today, and we offer it to You to be inspected, to be torn apart even if there's lessons we need to learn on how to do something different. But we know that You will inspect that and correct it and help us in ways that are loving and kind and merciful, so that we would be more equipped in how we stand firm in the work of the Lord that You've called us to, that we would be more prepared to see everything that we do in light of Your word, in light of You living within us through Your Spirit. And God, today, may we be mindful of how You look to others when they see us. May we take on that attitude of Jesus, who humbled Himself, who proclaimed that His work was to do Your will. So God, help us to understand the principles of Your will that we find in Scripture, the things that You state clearly that You desire to see done in us and through us. May we not get caught up in the pettiness of life where we somehow think we have no mind, we have no intellect. May the things that we're uncertain of not lead us away from the things that You've certainly told us. And God, today, as we live life, as we go about the task before us, may we stand firm in Your work. And because we stand firm in Your work, may we be diligent about lifting up Jesus in all of it, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.